Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, talked to Fight a little bit, talked about Nick Sciarra losing his cell phone and his virginity, and also talked a little football there.
And some boxing.
Hey, I mentioned boxing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I was... looking up some of those other decisions from Adelaide Bird, and I guess there's been some news in the last few hours on Adelaide Bird. She will not be working big fights for a while. She said, I'm not going to put her right back in. This is the commissioner, Bob Bennett, the Nevada Athletic Commissioner, says she'll still be in the business, but she needs to catch her breath. Bennett said Bird would be asked to explain her scoring at an inquiry and that the NSAC would go through the rounds on replay with the judge and would be asked to explain her thinking. Like in any profession, you have a bad night. Unfortunately, she didn't do well. I can tell you she conducts training for us, takes judges under her wing, but her score was too wide. And Moretti, Carl Moretti, who's top ranks vice president of boxing operations, he objected to Bird judging the Vasyl Lomachenko-Nick Walters fight in November. We respectfully requested that Adelaide Bird not be assigned this fight. From there, it went on to a conversation with Bob Bennett about how she is a good judge. Some judges can have good nights and can have bad nights, but when she has bad nights, she seems to be too far away from the score. Bob defended her left and right. He didn't want to listen to our objection. So, yeah, she's had some rough times, some rough goes at it.
Your name's Adelaide, you're probably 78-year-old woman anyway, and you need to be...
You're possibly blind.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's go through yesterday's NFL action, because there was a lot of it. We'll start with the game last night, where Matt Ryan and the Falcons took care of the Packers 34-23. This was one of the few things I did right all weekend, was I was all over the Falcons in this game, and they got out to the big lead, didn't blow it.
Yeah, man, that was an impressive showing by the Falcons. It late in the, I guess about halfway through the fourth, started to feel like things were going downhill.
Yep.
Like maybe it was Super Bowl all over again. But they righted the ship and they did the right things. They ran the ball when they should have ran the ball. And Matt Ryan was sharp. The defense was all over those two tackles for Green Bay, the rookie tackles. And just a really strong performance at home. For the Falcons.
Dolphins beat the Chargers 19-17 when the Chargers miss another field goal. Does this feel familiar with the Chargers? It's kind of the same thing as last year.
It does. I mean, these are game-changing plays.
Yeah. And that wins the game for you, not send it to overtime like last week.
It's two in a row. Usually you don't have a job week three.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be hearing from Young Ho Koo.
No.
Here, I think he's going to probably lose his job, and he should. Patriots beat the Saints 36-20. This is one that I actually bet the over at 53.5, and I noticed game day went to 56.5, so I feel for anybody who bet the over and it went up to 56.5. But Brady looked sharp. The Saints defense makes every quarterback look good.
Yeah.
And we joked about streaming quarterbacks against the Saints. Well, Tom Brady, he's not going to be available. But a big effort there. Saints, they're just terrible on defense. They're not as consistent on offense right now. They can't figure out what to do with their running backs. They look bad. They really do. And I thought they'd at least be competitive, but this season could really go to hell in a hurry for the Saints.
Yeah, not a good sign. I had that number at 55, luckily. I didn't know it got all the way up to 56.5. Yeah. I just remember thinking. The three totals that I played this week, I had New England, New Orleans over 55. I won that by 1 point.
And that, at halftime, looked like it was way over. You weren't even going to have to sweat it.
I had KC Philly over 47, which at halftime looked like it had no chance of making it because they would have these long, drawn-out drives and settle for a field goal. And it ends up on 47. It pushed.
You can imagine if they'd got that Hail Mary at the end.
Yeah.
That would have taken you over.
And then Washington and the Rams, I had under 46, 47.
Duh. Oh.
So I won by 1 point in one. I lost by 1 point in another, and I pushed in one. That lets you know Vegas was on it.
Yeah,
this
they know what they're
doing.
They're pretty good. I'm pretty sure you probably bet the Broncos in this one.
I did bet the
Cowboys,
Broncos.
42-17. Trevor Siemian looks pretty damn good two games in.
He really does, and I'm not necessarily a Trevor Siemian buyer just yet, but that's a good look. And I mean, part of it is they were in good field position most of the game. They were, you know, they
got ahead, which the Cowboys
that helps.
The Cowboys are better when they're tied or ahead and can run the football with Ezekiel Elliott.
Well,
and the Broncos defense took away Elliott too.
The Broncos said, "You're not running with Ezekiel Elliott. We're going to let Dak Prescott beat us." And Dak, by the end of the day, didn't look like a horrible day, but when your running back has 8 carries for 9 yards or 9 carries for 8 yards, pardon me.
Yeah.
He would have been better off just sitting out that game as part of his suspension. I mean, that's
as much as you used him there. But Jason Garrett kind of threw Dak Prescott under the bus after the game, too, and kind of put it on him. But the reality is that Broncos defense is really good. And with the corners they have, they can afford to sell out against the run and let those guys just go out there and play man. And that's what they did. Made it really tough on the Cowboys. And I think the Broncos at home are going to be very hard to beat all year long. And they get they're not going to get that kind of performance out of Siemian every week. But he's turning into a quarterback you kind of trust. You know, I think he's he had a pretty decent season last year, and he looks better this year. It's two games in. All right, your Seahawks struggle to beat the 49ers 12-9. This is the old double-digit division dog coming through in a big way.
Yeah, I didn't play that game. I wish I would have, but like I said, there's no way you could bet the Seahawks in this game. I hope no one did.
Yeah.
I mean, sure enough, there were people who probably went out and did it, but just a really poor performance by them. Their offensive line is horrible. Russell Wilson did not have a good game. I guess he finally threw a touchdown. That was the Seahawks' first touchdown of the season.
Both teams, a combined 14 total quarters without a touchdown.
It's crazy.
Before that play.
But they were in danger of losing that game, which is just... Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them, but that's... And I will say this. Watching a little bit of that game, the Niners look like they're getting better.
Yeah.
And they drafted the right way. They got some guys on defense, and they tried to build that team. I think they're trying to build that team to take advantage of the weaknesses of Seattle, basically, which... And I always think it's dumb when you build your team to beat one team in particular. But if you play in the division with the Patriots or the Packers or the Seahawks, it does make sense. Because that's the team that's always good that you're always going to have to try to beat. And Baltimore built their team to beat Pittsburgh back in the day.
Right.
I mean,
that makes sense in a way.
Yeah.
It can work for you.
And it looks like they with their draft, getting Solomon Thomas and, they've started to build things the right way in San Francisco. It's just going to take a while before that team's any good because they started with so little talent. But if Seattle doesn't fix things, wins over the 49ers, that's not going to be worth a damn in the long run this season.
Raiders beat the Jets 45-20, and not much to say about this one. The Jets are awful. The Raiders look really good, and yeah, their win last week was flattered quite a bit, too. We'll get to that in a bit. But Marshawn Lynch had another touchdown. Pretty good effort.
Yeah, the Raiders look good. And, again, it's the Jets. But the Raiders look good. The AFC West in general looks pretty good.
And the Chargers are the worst ones. They could easily be 2-0.
Yep.
Redskins go into L.A. and beat the Rams 27-20.
Yeah, that was a strong play for me, too. That was a I don't know why I didn't just money line them and the Broncos.
Yeah.
And when I went down in the morning, both those teams were plus 2.5. And I was like, I'm going to wait till I get 3. And I eventually got 3 on both of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, because I said any points that those two teams are getting, I feel like is gravy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't just money line it, but I waited, and that's no surprise to me that the Redskins won that game.
Chiefs beat the Eagles 27-20, and if you watch this game, boy, those two teams look almost exactly alike.
Yeah.
The Chiefs were at home, are slightly better, I think, at this stage of their development. But those two teams, it was like watching an inter-squad game in a lot of ways. I like the way this Chiefs team looks, man. I really do.
I think the biggest difference between those two teams
is Travis Kelce.
I was going to say Kareem Hunt. I mean, just a dominant running game. And
Kelce, too. They don't have anybody that...
Yeah, Kelce had a great game. But Kareem Hunt, that's a grown man. And that guy is putting up some big numbers already. 2 games in, the Chiefs may have struck gold there. And everybody's like, oh, why? How'd they just dump Jamal Charles? Well...
Yeah.
They probably felt pretty good about this kid.
Well, they've done a good job of drafting playmakers here the last couple of years with him and Tariq Hill.
Yep.
That's two nice weapons to have. And I like the way Carson Wentz looked. And hell, the Eagles had a chance there at the end after recovering the onside kick at a Hail Mary. So that would have been entertaining. Cardinals beat the Colts 16-13 in overtime. And, wow, this was just a bleep show. The Colts played better this week than they did last week. The Cardinals kind of played down to them, I think. But, damn, the Colts should have won this game. Cardinals get in there. Carson Palmer finally gets it together. Tyrann Mathieu had a key interception. And Cardinals get it done.
Yeah, Colts easily could have won, like you said. That's a tough pill to swallow. Because if Andrew Luck comes back and they're 0-5, 0-6, it's kind of too late. But...
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to win every game he plays.
No, I don't think so either. But you got to win. You need to win some of these games before he gets back if you're going to have a chance long term. And I think at this point, I mean, everybody else in the division is 1-1, so there's chances to be had. You know, nobody's running away with this division. I don't know that anybody's good enough to run away with it. But the Colts needed to win that game, which was a game they were in position to win if they're going to have a chance at the playoffs if and when Andrew Luck comes back.
Can I sidetrack for just a second?
Sure.
Because we got to go to break anyway, and we've got several games left. Why are allegedly reputable websites taking ads on stuff like this that are basically fake, real fake news, not what people call fake news? Tiger assaults Spieth, breaks Spieth's nose. Argument between PGA legends turns into vicious fist fight. That's just made up.
That's fake news.
And it's an advertisement on USA Today that I'm seeing.
That's weird.
And Cron.com had one for that too. And then there was one about, you know,
are you sure it's fake news?
Well, yeah, it is fake news.
Okay.
And one about Clint Eastwood's chilling last words. Clint Eastwood's not dead yet.
Maybe he's never talking again.
First off, what is the point of those things? Other than, I mean, I guess you get people to click on your website, but why are reputable websites taking those ads? Are you that desperate for money, USA Today?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they are.
Well.
Got to get it from somewhere.
I guess. But that is what fake news is, guys. It's not something you disagree with. All right. Do we have something here?
Yes, Fred. Raising Cane's. I don't know about you. I love this place. They are making fantastic food, which is always important when you're a restaurant. The only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers, the premium cuts, they're marinated 24 hours, and they're freshly hand-dipped and hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour and cooked when you order, served hot. But it's also the sides, the Cane's sauce, which is out of this world, the perfect condiment, I say. French fries, Texas toast, which is so thick sliced, and it's got that real garlic butter blend and seasonings. So good. But they're also doing great things for you, for us, in our community here. They support thousands of local causes, organizations, and events every year, focusing on enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles, and business development. This is a company that gives back to the places that they're in, and I think that's fantastic. One of the many reasons I love Raising Cane's, and one of the many reasons you should try them out too, because who doesn't want to support a place that supports our community? It's Raising Cane's. You can find them all over the city. And make tonight a Raising Cane's night. It's Raising Cane's. One love. Like it's
ESPN. 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Someone says, ads are based on your history. If you clean your temp files and cookies, you will see different ads. But they'll just be different fake ads. Why do I want to see those? And it's kind of on the people whose website I'm going to.
I mean, did you Google Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods fight?
No, I went to USA Today to get the NFL capsules to go through every game. And on USA Today, there's the Jordan Spieth story as an ad. Hmm. And it's not marked as a paid advertisement, which is another thing. And the same thing is on Cron.com. And Lamont says the ad's different from standing in line at checkout and reading Michael Jackson and Elvis are on an island in Canada. No, but you don't see those in the legitimate, well, supposedly legitimate news things. But I guess
it was probably on the failing New York Times.
Yeah. They're fake news, man.
Failing Washington Post.
Yeah, well, failing USA Today. But that's I'm obviously it's some kind of robot ad thing that they're paying for, that people are paying for. But okay, if you're that desperate for money, it's on your page, USA Today. Shame Bell for you. All right, we go to Steelers Vikings. Case Keenum sighting. 167 yards on 20 of 35 passing.
That was the final score?
Final score 26-9. That was
okay, that's all I need. It is, was there touchdowns or were those three field goals?
three field goals.
Okay.
Yeah. So
are we okay with this Case Keenum's not the best quarterback in the league right now?
Haven't we been saying that for a long
time? I don't know. There's always controversy about it. So
hey, he's a backup, and that's a tough situation to go into because the Steelers are better on defense, I think. And it's a tough place to play. Vikings weren't able to get much going. Steelers take care of business. Buccaneers, 29. The Bears, 7. Jameis Winston with a really solid game. Both the teams that lost the first week game didn't get to play it. I shouldn't say lost because that implies they lost the game.
Right.
I mean, they did lose the game, but not like that. The reality is, both of them won. Buccaneers looked impressive.
Yeah, Bucs did look good. The Bears, I kind of thought that was a little bit of fool's gold, what we saw last week against the Falcons, and maybe just getting up to face the NFC champions and sort of a letdown. And that's exactly what we saw.
And I'm told there was a missed extra point, so there was a touchdown in there. I did not watch much of that
game. I didn't see any of it.
I haven't watched all the replays yet. That's going to happen probably tonight. Ravens beat the Browns 24-10. Ravens so far defensively look really good.
You're not going to watch that tonight. You're going to skip out on the live football to watch replays.
No,
I
mean, afterwards.
I thought you weren't even going to watch any football.
I'm so footballed out right now. I'm sportsed out. We were talking about this off air. I'm sportsed out and I'm gambled out. I'll watch the game tonight because I have to, and then I'll go back and watch the short ones on NFL Network because I have to. But
yeah,
it's not like I'm looking forward to spending 7 hours tonight watching football. I've seen some of the games. That's just one I haven't gone back and watched yet. Ravens Browns is another. I kind of had to prioritize, but Baltimore's defense, another good effort. Browns, okay.
Yeah. Listen, the Ravens are may have been a little underrated coming into this year. They look like, and I didn't believe in them a lot because they didn't have Joe Flacco for any of the preseason, and I didn't know what he was going to be.
You didn't think they'd have a running game and then or any receivers, but Jeremy Maclin was okay in week one.
Yep, and Buck Allen had a massive game yesterday. So the Ravens' offense is starting to come around, and defensively they're very good. I mean, they went, what, six quarters before they gave up a touchdown?
Yeah.
Or before they gave up a point. So they're going to be all right. That AFC North is getting pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah. Titans go in and whip the Jaguars 37-16. And it just goes to show you how week to week things can change. Because week one, the Jaguars did not have to depend on Blake Bortles. And they were able to win the game. They ran the ball well. They played terrific defense. Well, this time they got behind and Bortles gonna Bortles.
Yeah. And that was sort of why we talked about why they looked like they were pretty good here. Because they never asked Bortles to do anything other than hand it off or dink and dunk. You get behind it all with that guy, and he's got to chuck it around. Good luck.
Yeah, and that's what happened. He just he can't win a game for you. You have to play like you did last week where he doesn't lose it. And, you know, that's basically they have to win in spite of Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
He's not going to win a game for him. And then finally, your Buffalo Bills lose to the Panthers 9-3. Really good defensive effort from Carolina.
Yeah, well, really good defensive effort from both teams.
Yeah.
And even Cam Newton was saying he's got to get better, which he does. But the Bills drove down at the end of that game, had a chance to win it, and Zay Jones, a ball hits him in the hands, and he drops it. And that's the ball game. But that was a really close game. Not exactly a great watch. And that was one of the TVs when I was at the airport waiting to get out of there. I was just like, oh, just let this thing get over with already. But
Greg Olsen, broken foot, though. That's a pretty big loss for them.
For sure.
So, and, of course, it's funny how now the big story becomes which 0-2 teams can make the playoffs, because historically they don't. I think the only one that I look at and say, okay, this team is close is the Chargers, but the problem is they're in
the best division.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Jets, Browns, the Colts. I want to say if Andrew Luck comes back,
I think the Colts are the most interesting because they play in a weak division, and they're getting a special player back maybe at some point.
Yeah, but I don't know when he comes back, and I don't
or
know
if.
Yeah, and I don't know what he is when he comes back either. But I think it's safe to say 49ers, Browns, Jets. You never had any hope.
No,
so
they knew before the season they're playing for Sam Darnold,
and I think the Saints' schedule gets a little easier, but I just don't think they're good enough, and I think that division's pretty good too. All right, what's your NFL report?
Man, we're already like
halfway through the show.
I feel like the season's running out on us. We're 2 weeks in already.
I know.
We're running out of football. It's like just a panicked feeling. Oh man,
it's a little early for that.
Every time the game is in, I'm like, oh no, it's another one down.
It goes by fast, man. It's like life.
What do you think of the opening line for your Houston Texans at New England?
What is the number? I had
Patriots minus. Are you surprised yet?
No.
13.
I was going to say 13 or 14. It's about right. This is a team that's never played well up there. I would think the Patriots would be a pretty safe cover there.
Yeah. 43.5 the total.
Hmm. Patriots might do that themselves.
They very well could.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to.
The Patriots' defense is not good, though.
No, and that's the thing. And maybe that's why the overs will play, because I do think that Deshaun Watson will generate some offense.
But just glancing through the lines.
Yeah. Browns open 2.5 against the Colts, down to 1 now.
Yeah. Let me just. I'll throw out the number. And you just say which team comes to mind. Don't give it too much thought, but just Ravens -3.5 at Jags.
Ravens.
Cleveland -1 at Indy.
Indy.
Pittsburgh -7 at Chicago.
Maybe Chicago there.
Dolphins -6 at the Jets.
Dolphins.
Broncos -3 at Buffalo.
Give me Buffalo. That's going to be a tough road trip for the Broncos.
Interesting. Texans +13 at Patriots.
Patriots.
Saints +6 at Panthers.
That one, I don't know. I'd have to give some thought to that.
Seahawks +3 at Titans.
Give me the Seahawks.
Chiefs -3 at Chargers.
Give me the Chiefs.
I mean, the best home field advantage, by the way. 20,000 people there.
yeah. Did you see fewer fans combined for the two NFL games than the USC game?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's wild. Bengals +8 at Packers.
Packers. That's at Lambeau, right?
Yeah. Raiders -3 at Redskins.
That's a perfect number.
Okay. Cowboys -3 at Cardinals.
I think the Cowboys bounce back here.
Okay. I do too.
So, that's just a first glance thing. I haven't done any study.
Yeah, yet. I haven't either.
By tomorrow, I will have studied all of them and have some opinions. But just at first blush, I see a couple of these that I think I'm going to like quite a bit.
Yep.
So, we shall see. Like I think the Dolphins are going to hammer the Jets.
kind of with you on that.
I think I'm just going to keep fading the Jets until they prove to
until
me.
Until they prove that they're not totally horrible.
Yeah. Which
that day may never come.
It may come week 16, but if I'm 15-0, I'll be happy.
Yeah. You'll survive that one. All right, guys. Going to tell you again about my computer career. Listen, if you have a job that you don't like, maybe you're out in the rain today and now it's humid, or maybe you're just not making enough money. Maybe you hate your boss, or maybe your boss hates you. Whatever the reasoning, if you're in the line for a new career, you've been thinking about a new career, think about IT. The IT guys, they're working great hours. They're making good money. And it's not too late to get started. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career, because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. It's easy to do. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation. And at My Computer Career, you're going to get trained for the high demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 337 says, talk me off the ledge about the Ed Orgeron hire after this past weekend. We'll get to colleges in the next hour. But that was bad. And I think it's also one of those things where people have just kind of underrated Mississippi State this year.
Yeah.
It's not like Dan Mullen went anywhere. Guy's a damn good coach. So I wouldn't say I was surprised at how easy it was. So one thing I did want to mention, because we always, you know, we rip guys when they do a bad job announcing. Tony Romo is really good.
Is it surprising?
Yeah, I'm surprised. Well, that's the one game I watched with volume. And maybe it's because he was so familiar with what Sean Payton did. But hell, he was nailing what the Patriots were doing, too.
Yeah.
I think he's born for this. I think he's whoever it was that made the decision to basically hire him sight unseen, they did a good call. That guy's good.
I like that I didn't get the sound for his game this week, but last week when I was listening back, I was like, man, this dude's calling out audibles like before. I mean, it's unreal.
Yeah, and that's what he was doing. He was pointing stuff out before the play. It wasn't one of the – he wasn't doing the reaction thing where he'd come back and say, well, this is what they did. And this, he was saying it before it happened. Say, oh, the Saints are going to do this, and just nailing it, man. And I found it very enjoyable. It added to the game experience, which most of these guys don't do. And it's so refreshing to listen to a guy that you want to – and actually want to hear what he has to say as opposed to Chris Collinsworth.
Yep.
Who you just want, okay, dude, you're not telling me anything. Please shut up and quit plugging Pro Football Focus. Mute. But this guy, I can't say enough good things about him. And he's two games into his career, basically.
Yeah, he's been very good.
Yeah. We haven't talked about your Astros winning the AL West.
First time ever, huh?
Yeah. Gotta first title of any kind since, what, 2001?
Yeah. So, it's a good thing for the Astros. And I think even more impressive is what Justin Verlander did again. And we said if they're going to have any chance, they needed to get a pitcher. Thank God they did.
Because, yeah.
You know, I don't know what Lance McCullers is going to be come playoff time. If you're counting on him, you're in bad shape. So I think this way they kind of bought themselves some insurance. And let's face it, Justin Verlander's a better pitcher than Lance McCullers anyway.
Right. Right.
So you you know, if McCullers is there to pitch game three, so be it. If he's not,
I'll take Brad Peacock in game 3.
He'll be all right.
Yeah. I'll take Brad Peacock there, the way he's pitched for this team.
It's hard to, I don't know, it's hard for me to change my mind about if the Astros can win the AL or not. But It's fun that they're going to be there. They've had an awesome season. And you know, with Verlander and Keuchel at the top of the rotation, you've got a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
You
basically match up with just about everybody top two with those guys.
Yep.
And
at this point, you have to have Verlander number one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's their best pitcher.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. And especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matt brings up a good point. Romo's not that far removed from the game like most of these fossils.
That's true.
That is true, but a lot of the guys that jump right in aren't very good. They're not this good this fast.
Right.
In my opinion.
But, how do you think Jay Cutler would have been doing?
Smoking a cigarette?
Yeah.
Taking smoke breaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting off the fire. All right,
we're back, but
why
Jay's
is
not.
Why the fire alarm going off in our booth?
And every bad play, he would blame the offensive line.
Yeah. But hey, he covered this week.
617. Don't jump to conclusions. We haven't seen Romo call a playoff game yet.
No. I see what you did there. Interesting, sir. Interesting.
Oh, man. So, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And people asking what thoughts on Strong's release. We talked about that in the first hour. I think, obviously, just another bust. And another guy they traded up to get that turned out to be a failure.
Yep.
So, I for them to do that when they're that thin at the position ought to tell you something. Hey, did you see that ESPN tried to bring Jaws back for that? They wanted to use him. He was one of the guys they laid off back in April.
No.
He's still under contract, but apparently ESPN wanted him to come back and do some stuff. And Disney basically said no.
No thanks.
Because they paid off all the severance at once.
Oh, so they didn't want to deal with like...
Yeah, you didn't want to have to deal with the...
A new contract or something?
The tax implications or any of that. So, yeah.
You want an update on our elimination pool?
I do.
We had... 6, 7, 8, 9, 10... 12 more players eliminated after 17 in week one. We had 12 eliminated in week two, so now we're up to 29 overall. Of those 12, 9 of them didn't make a pick.
Of course they didn't.
So shame. Only 3 of them, one guy picked the Bengals, one picked the Jags, and one picked the Chargers.
Picked the Jags?
Yeah, that's an odd choice.
Pick,
yeah.
Very odd.
He was so impressed by what they did week one. Yeah. He's like, I'm going with it.
How'd that work out?
Didn't work out for him. I'm looking through at who was picked, and do you guys know who you picked this week?
I don't remember.
I took the Seahawks.
Okay, I took the Raiders, and that seems to be a trend. A lot of Seahawks, a lot of Raiders, and a lot of Cardinals. And boy.
I think I took the Seahawks. No,
the Cardinals would have, that would have shortened the field by about 15 more people. Mm. So we would have been down under halfway. If the Cardinals would have lost that game. So, but there's 71 remaining. 71 remain, including the three of us. So,
and how many did we start with?
Elite. 100.
100? Okay. Yeah.
But we wound up with 14 who didn't play.
Yeah.
So that's still pretty good. That's still a pretty good number considering that, right?
14 who got eliminated because they didn't play?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it was only a couple who didn't play week one.
I had Oakland. That's who I had.
Okay. Yeah. Only a couple teams didn't play week one. But then I guess everybody forgot about it week two. And so we lost 9 people week two. Mm. Week showing, guys. Week showing. So everybody, if you're in the pool tomorrow, it'll be open for week three. Go ahead and make your picks then.
I may be Dolphin this week.
It's not a bad call. They are a road team.
They are on the road, but the Jets are just awful.
I may be Packer this week against the Bengals.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe one, I think. Now there's players.
Or I may just be Patriot this week. And
yeah. I'm trying to save the Patriots and Steelers.
Yeah, the Steelers have a good one too against the Bears.
For as long as I can, but... Yeah, Packer may be a pretty safe play.
Yeah.
713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Got to keep reminding me to do that, though, because I tend to forget.
Well, I talk about it every week.
I know. Well, I have.
I'm trying to give an update.
I have my one day on Wednesday where I've got 20 minutes cleared to go and do.
Like set your fantasy lineups.
Yeah,
and
set
stuff.
My fantasy lineups and do my survivor picks and all that stuff.
Hey, are you guys surprised that Aggie is favored against Arkansas this week?
Yeah.
That's an odd thing to me. I know Aggie won, but it was against UL Lafayette.
And while that score got ugly late, it was close.
That was a tight game for most of the time. That's one of the numbers that jumped out at me like, whoa, that doesn't seem right. I was just surprised. And your Cougs, Fred?
Yeah.
6-point favorites against Texas Tech.
I feel better about their offense after last week. I know it was Rice.
I know there's a lot of people excited about them all of a sudden. It seemed like everyone had been sort of tempered. Expectations had been tempered for them. But now everybody's like, oh, yeah, Cougs can win every game.
I don't know about that. There's some tough competition in that conference. I like them to beat Tech, but I wouldn't be wanting to give up points.
Yeah.
It
should be a good atmosphere, though, here.
And the thing is, Rice isn't good. Let's just start with that. But the first week, I thought the offense was really shaky for UH. There's reasons for that. You're playing on the road against a Pac-12 team. You didn't get to play your first game. Obviously, there's a little rust there. There was all the stuff that happened here. So, in retrospect, even though they barely won, I kind of feel like that was a better win than it looked like on paper. But against Rice, the offense looked like it's going to need to look the rest of the season, where Kyle Allen was just nails the entire – until he came out. And they basically got out 38-3 and just walked from there, brought in the backups. That's what I wanted to see, get some guys some playing time.
Yeah.
And defensively, I expect them to – I mean, they're really good on defense, so I think they're going to give Tech trouble. But Tech can score on anybody. But they're going to have to be able to score. And I think they showed me they could, because Tech's defense isn't much to deal with either.
I think maybe the best game involving a Texas team this week is TCU at Oklahoma State. But the line would have you believe it's going to be a blowout. TCU plus 13 against Oklahoma State.
Give me Horned Frog. Give me all a Horned Frog.
I think that's going to be a good-ass game.
And over. I'll take over on it, too. But give me a big handful of Horned Frog
on
that.
A surprisingly big spread.
Yeah.
I was expecting maybe 7.5, 8.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I think Okie State's better than you think
they're good. But yeah, I also think this weekend, I was like, whoa, they're pretty damn good.
But so is TCU. And TCU can score, man.
Yep.
I think that's going to be a freaking track meet. The over-under should be 100-something. What is the over-under?
They're not posted yet.
Okay. I'll take it up to 80.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll have Gym of the Day, and we'll dive into the college football in a lot more detail at the 6 o'clock hour and get into all the top 25 games and more on the local teams. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Feel the fire where she walks. Lola Montez, so beautiful. Shady in the timber, dim. Blinding your eyes with a spider.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. We've got the Kevin Sumlin Texas A&M Coaches Show at 7. And starting to get back to normal here, we've got a couple of road shows this week. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
So Thursday, we'll be back down in my old stomping grounds in the Clear Lake area.
What used to be Quaker Steak.
Yeah, it's now Tight Ends. So we were there several times when it was the old place.
Oh, my.
It's not that kind of bar.
Oh, it's not?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I'm guessing it's a place called Tight Ends. I can kind of guess what the theme is.
Football.
No, I'm guessing it's ass.
Probably.
I can't confirm. That would be, I've never been there.
Yeah, I've heard great things about it, and I have a lot of friends who hang out there, so I'm looking forward to getting down there and checking it out and seeing what it's like now. Yeah, hey, I'm for.
You're pro ass.
I am.
You always have been.
100%.
Ass.
Better than penis.
That's true. We agree on that.
Finally, we agree on something. And then Friday, we will be at Big City Wings, where?
Highway 6 and Jones Road.
And I will not be here on Friday.
Jerome Solomon will be joining you, Fred.
Awesome. Jerome's kind of the go-to fill-in here.
Yeah.
Because
he's the first guy off the bench.
Yeah, and I appreciated him filling in last week. And I hated missing the show, but we're trying to get this damn thing launched. It looks like Friday now. And, my life is going to get much easier when all I have to do is worry about running the damn thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to getting it launched. It's been quite the ordeal seeing this thing go, but it's getting close, man. Getting close. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Germany.
Germany.
Where firefighters in Worms, it's probably Worms, I'm guessing, right? Germany, were called to help free a man who got a body part stuck in the hole of a 5.5-pound weight at the gym. With the help of a grinder and a hydraulic saw,
what?
They were able to break the weight into five parts, freeing the man's penis.
Why would you do that?
I don't. Well, first off, you'd have to start off being German.
What's the point there?
On Friday, the Feuerwehr Worms Fire Department released a photo on Facebook.
The Führer?
Feuerwehr.
Oh.
Pretty close to Führer.
Yeah.
Showing the dumbbell disc broke into five pieces after the three-hour ordeal that took place in order to free. Okay, so first off, he put his thing in there, which, makes very little sense to me. Second off, it was like a 5.5-pound weight, so that's pretty small.
I mean,
probably why it got stuck, right?
Maybe he was trying to do lifts with that, and I mean, I don't know.
No.
5 pounds would, I mean, if you would let go, I think it would break it off.
Well.
If you had an erection.
But here's another thing. It took them 3 hours to do this. Couldn't he just wait until it goes less stiff?
Maybe he did.
Something. Maybe he got it in and then.
Oh, no, that's it. He had an erection lasting more than 4 hours.
Could have.
Oh, that's why you call the doctor.
I mean, and all the holes are the same. Like the size of the weight. It's a regular, like, plate, right? 5-pound plate that has the same hole. So it's all of them are the same size.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, now I'm going to go to the gym in the morning. I'm going to look at the hole.
No, because you have to put them on the
bar. Well, that's
true. Yeah, you have to put them on the bar.
That's true. And if that's the case, I'm kind of impressed then. That bar is not, I don't know. I'll have to look at it again. So that was the first one. I have another one, just kind of a bonus gym. Sort of the same genre, where a Florida woman, and I think Swan sent me the first one, so thank you for that. The second one, I don't know who sent this one to me, so I apologize. I don't remember. But a man and woman, they're still married, but they're living separately in their house, which is fairly common, right? You buy a house with somebody, things aren't working out.
It happens.
Yeah.
But you stay together because that's what you signed up for. Stay together for the kids, right?
Well, I don't know if this was for the kids. I think this was just probably a financial thing.
Stay together for not giving up half your stuff.
Well, there's that. As a matter of fact. No, just kidding. But basically, the husband comes home, hears moaning from his wife's bedroom.
Oh, my.
And knocked on the door. She didn't answer.
Yeah, she's in the throes of passion.
That's what I would have thought. So I just said, oh, okay, just send me video when you're done. But apparently he breaks down the door, and she was self-pleasuring. And she got angry that he interrupted this. and started beating on him.
With the toy?
No, it doesn't say that. It just says she tried to physically escort him out, and then she struck him in the face.
Probably with the toy.
Probably. Her name is Flavia. Never marry a woman named Flavia. That's never
going to work. F-L-A-V-I-A?
Yeah.
I know a chick named that. Her name's Flavia.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe it's Flavia.
Where was this story at?
Florida.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Is your Flavia okay?
She's in Houston, so yeah. If that's a good sign.
All right. But she's okay, right? She's like, cool?
Yeah, she's cool.
All right, so then you can marry that Flavia.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean,
no, not you. Of course not, but in general.
She's married. Okay, so someone did it.
Okay, so it worked out. I don't want to make a blanket statement about all Flavias because this one just looks like one that I would.
She looks like a crazy Flavia.
Yeah.
That would beat you with a vibrator.
Yeah. And that gives Flavias a bad name. Okay, so that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Man, I kind of almost. I'm really curious about this weight thing now. Not enough to do it. I'm just curious about the.
I mean, you don't need that.
No, I don't want to. I'm not saying.
Are you worried it would break it off? Like, what are you curious about? Well, What's curious to you?
I'm curious about the width of someone who put that in there.
I mean, it's pretty serious. I mean, it's pretty girthy because, I mean, you guys all, you might make fun of me here, but my penis isn't as thick as like a barbell, like a weight bar. No way.
So I'm thinking maybe I should be impressed by this guy.
So. I mean, I'm pretty impressed. But my question is, if your dong's that big, why are you sticking it in a weight? I feel like it could be put to better use.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.